SARS has hit hardest in Asia, with reported cases in China, Hong Kong, Singapore, and Vietnam. Commentator Kurt Campbell has been studying and traveling in Asia for the last 10 years. This weekend, he got back from 2.5 weeks there, and he says that SARS made this trip different from any other he's been on, and that he's concerned SARS will bring long-lasting changes to the whole region.
There was a bizarre scene in Hong Kong's high-tech new airport last week during the height of the fighting for Baghdad. On a large plasma TV monitor, there were scenes of exuberant Iraqis dragging the fallen statue of Saddam Hussein. A large group of Asian travelers watched spellbound, virtually all of whom were wearing white surgical masks and what looked like rubber dishwashing gloves. No one got within 10 feet of anyone else, and the formation in front of the television screen looked like some sort of loose dance choreography. It was a vivid and very visual manifestation of two of the four horsemen of the apocalypse, war and disease, galloping through the global age. Most of the world remains transfixed on the events playing out in the Middle East, but Asians are currently more focused on dangers closer to home. A disease is reshaping every aspect of Asian life, from casual greetings to public gatherings, and the effects are likely to last even beyond the cough and fever. SARS is battering Asian airlines, economies, and any remaining sense of regional optimism. While there has been considerable commentary surrounding the epidemiological character and economic concerns associated with this new disease, there has been less recognition of the social costs. SARS has exacerbated long-standing societal vulnerabilities throughout Asia. The traditional penchant for secrecy in China provided the perfect political petri dish for the disease to grow and spread. And as the cases have proliferated to Hong Kong, Singapore, and elsewhere in Asia, there is a growing distrust of government, both to be honest with the public about the risks of contagion and worries about the effectiveness of public health institutions. Rumors are rampant, and inaccurate information is passed along as truth. Ethnic scapegoating is also on the rise, with pejorative comments more common about cleanliness, hygiene, and food habits. The very nature of the transmission patterns of the disease throughout Asia, following the trade routes and transportation lines, is eroding the links of globalization. Asians are increasingly retreating from public life back into their homes, trusting and caring for only their closest of family members. There will undoubtedly be an enormous economic fallout from the SARS epidemic, a commercial downturn perhaps greater than the economic fallout from the Second Gulf War. However, SARS has dealt perhaps an even more dangerous blow to the fragile Asian conception of civil society and regional interdependence. So far, Asia's sense of community and regional optimism are the biggest casualties in the ongoing Asian war against SARS.
Kurt Campbell is a senior vice president at the Center for Strategic and International Studies.